Today, we'd like to see the title of Cast Your Burden in Psalm chapter 55, verses 1 to 23. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. In verse 6, so I said, O death, I had wings like a dove. I would fly away, be at rest. How did David feel then? And in the situation like this, how did Jesus suggest to his disciples? And then what are careful things? In verse 12, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. What does it mean to David? And what is a similar case to Jesus? And under similar situation, how should you do? Question 3, in verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. What does it mean, and how can we apply this to our lives? This psalm's background is in the 2 Samuel chapter 15, 12, 31. Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gileonite, David's counselor from his city, from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the council parish grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number. Then someone told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel Ahithophel into foolishness. David was betrayed by his counselor Ahithophel when Absalom, the third son David, rebelled against David. Then David did this prayer. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Neginoth meaning stringed instrument, martial contemplation, means contemplation, a psalm of David. Verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. O God, pay attention to my fervent prayer. Verse 2, attend to me and hear me. I am rested in my complaints and mourn noisily. Lord, listen to me. I am in trouble. I need help urgently, and I mourn in my complaint. Then the reason for the prayer in the verse 3. Because of the voice of the enemy, the rebellion of my son Absalom happens. Because of the oppression of the wicked, people joined the rebellion, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. The people who had followed me were now against me. People is so fickle. When David failed to keep his throne, their adulation turned to hatred. That's why we are doing whatever do it heartily, as to the Lord, not to man. Colossians chapter 3, 23. and whatever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Verse 4, my heart is severely pained within me. These kinds of things, children's rebellion and the former friend's betrayal, causes a severe heartache. And the terrors of death have fallen upon me. When Absalom and his followers pursued David for life, David ran away, likely in the valley of Kidron, praying with Psalm 23. Today there were tombs, and there was Absalom's tomb. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5, fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. David is now filled with fear, trembling, horror, or terror. Although he once had tremendous confidence in God, and so he was brave. Verse 6, so I said, O death, I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. David had a desire to escape from his present problems and pressures for rest. We sometimes need a lonely for rest, as Jesus told his disciples about the cold solitude, Mark chapter 6:31. And Jesus said to his disciples, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So take rest. We need, sometimes rest for lonely place. Although people seek to escape in many different ways: drugs, alcohol, numbers, overeating, smoking, and so on. These fleshly things would burn you out, not helpful. But the answer is the verse 22: cast your burden on the Lord, pray in the solitude. That's your answer. Verse 7, indeed I would want far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. He really wanted the solitude. Verse 8, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Absalom and the fickle people's sudden rebellion against David in Jerusalem forced David to escape hastily. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 14. So David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster upon us and strike the city with the edge of the sword. Verse 9, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. My flesh likes David's way would be better than the way of Jesus. My older nature desires God's judgment and wrath fall upon my enemies, but God's mercy and grace upon us. That's in the Old Testament dispensation, eye for eye or teeth for teeth. But in New Testament dispensation, Matthew chapter 5, 43 up to 48, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Example, Luke chapter 23:34. Then Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. So David prayed for his Roman soldiers who crucified Jesus. The reason is violence and strife in the city. Jerusalem was plagued by internal problems, the violence, strife, turmoil, threats, panic, deceit, destruction, and chaos. For example, Kabul of Afghanistan taken over by Taliban suddenly. Verse 10. Day and night they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. All day and night the heart of people with Absalom in Jerusalem caused iniquity, trouble, and turmoil there and on its walls. So Jerusalem city, there's a lot of walls. Verse 11, destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. Destruction, pressure, and lie are there and on its streets. Verse 12, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me. That's question one. Then I could bear it, nor is this. That's question two. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. David still thinks Ahithophel is not his enemy nor his hater. But from the rebellion with Ahithophel's counsel to Absalom, David could bear his reproach and hide from his exhortation against David. Verse 13, that it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance. Ahithophel was a close counselor, equal companion, and close friend to David, but now betrayed David, whose heart was so painful and heartache. Verse 14, we took a sweet counsel together and worked to the house of God in the throne. David took his sweet counsel and went to the temple with him among people. This case is similar to Jesus to Judas, so that verses 12 to 14 might be called the messianic verses, verses about the Messiah, Matthew 26, 24, 25. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, you have said it. 15, let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell. for the wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. Curse my enemies because of their evil. Verse 16, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. While David called upon God, he has the confidence in the Lord, the Savior. Verse 17, evening and morning and noon I will pray, always or without ceasing I will pray, cry aloud. David was the man of prayer, as a good example for us, such as Daniel, Peter. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went on and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Book of Acts chapter 10:9. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray without about the 6 hour. 6 hour is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Hebrew time. Then that is a good example of prayer over man. Prayer without ceasing is the will of God to every Christian, because God wants us to have a continual relationship or fellowship with Him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He shall hear my voice. Also David has the confidence in hearing God. Verses 18, he has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle. The battle that was against me, the previous protection of God from many battles, reminded David of his confidence in the Lord, the protector, during his prayer. Verse 19, God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from of old, Salah. David had confidence in hearing God and justice God, who has been faithful from the old. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. The enemies do not change their heart to God, nor holy fear of God. Verse 20, he has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. Ahithophel was against David and his followers and breached his promise with David. Verse 21, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but word was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Ahithophel's counsel was smooth and soft, but was about war against David and his men, and about killing David with sword. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 3. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, now let me choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him while he is weary and weak, and make him afraid, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike only the king. Then I will bring back all the people to you when all return, except the man whom you seek. All the people will be at peace. But ultimately not adopted by Hussein, the spy for David. Verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord. Throw away your burden, care, anxiety, worry. Where? On the Lord, on God, not on yourself or any other creatures. Why? Because he shall sustain you. he shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Because our God is a sustaining God or a supporting God, and is a righteous God, not to shake or stumble the righteous people like David, the man of faith. God wants us to cast our burden or carries upon him, but often we continue to bear them ourselves. To bear them would choke the word of God planted in our heart. So cast all cares upon the Lord the Almighty rather than any creatures. Matthew 13:22. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. First, unfruitful, which meaning no agape love. 1 Peter 5:7, agape love to God. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you, because God cares, that's why. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, don't worry anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication or fervent prayer with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and peace of God, which surpass all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Because the peace in Christ is given you, that's why care everything to the law, and then just follow his direction actively or passively. Proverbs 5:6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord actively in all your ways, whatever, you know, the traffic signal or which way. So acknowledge him. God allow them to follow them. He shall direct your path. That moment God will direct to you. 23. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. They will be cursed into the hell, bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half of their days. Those who love lie and blood of people shall not live a long life. As David prayed to curse them in the Old Testament dispensation, or my old nature, it happened to them. 2 Samuel 17:23-15. Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice was not followed, he saddled a donkey and rode and went home to his house, to his city. Then he put his household in order and hanged himself and died, and he was buried in his father's tomb. 18:14-15. Then Joab, the chief soldier of David, said, I cannot linger with you. And he took three spears in his hand and thrust them, through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. And 10 young men who bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck and killed him. So Absalom was killed. So, but I will trust in you. David was the man of faith, as we should learn this good example, not to curse enemy, but to bless us. So we shouldn't follow the curse enemy, but to bless us, so we shouldn't follow. Yeah, we covered all three questions, so let's just sing on bulletin Maranatha song, the last one.